One of the fisheries that really goes underappreciated, Robbo, is the bank opportunity on Puget Sound. I mean, it's an untapped resource, basically.
Basically, I mean, you got all these boating opportunities, of course, and people think, yeah, you know, I really can't catch a salmon from the beach. But, God, there's salmon, great cutthroat trout fishing. And, of course, you know, you're not going to get on the banks, you're not going to get out of mid-channel, but some of these fish, they swing right in off these points, especially at high tide when there's bait in shallow. And you can catch fish off the beach, and Dave Sorrentino from Doug's Outdoor in Woodinville is here to talk to us about that right now. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
This is Dave, no boombox, Sorrentino.
No, even with tie yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, you don't like that, Dave?
You know, if you show up with your boombox, I think I'm going to have to move on down the beach and catch fish in solitude.
With your hat on sideways and your britches down around your knees and maybe a skateboard.
There you go.
All right. So what's going on, Dave? You hit a lot of these beaches, and we've talked about this on the show the last couple hours here. You have transplanted a lot of your techniques from the Northeast, where you guys do a lot of beach fishing for stripers and blues, and you're starting to deploy this stuff on Puget Sound, and it's really working well for you. Can you talk about that a little bit, Dave?
Yes, that's right. I think the nearshore fishing in Puget Sound is going to become the next most popular fishery in Western Washington because there are so many opportunities for it. On beaches all the way from Whidbey Island all the way down to Tacoma, there are public beaches that salmon swing close to the shoreline every morning and every evening that are within reach of a man with a good surf rod and a good surf reel and the right equipment. And I had the opportunity to move out here in the Navy back in the 80s from New Jersey, knew nothing of catching salmon and the fact that you needed a boat. So I brought all my surf fishing equipment with me and deployed it to good use out here on your salmon, and it worked fantastic. Albeit that was 20-some-odd years ago, and I've learned an incredible amount since. I'm presently working with Bill Boyce at Feather Sticks. Mm-hmm. We're designing custom surf rods designed specifically for the purpose of fishing the kinds of lures and the kind of tactics and techniques that I use for Puget Sound salmon that will even work better. Most of the salmon rods that we use here are very good for trolling and are very good for river fishing. Most of the surf rods that we use on the East Coast are very good for chucking what we call eight and bait, a lot of weight and a lot of bait. We need something in between that. We need long, lively rods that'll cast lures of 1 to 3 ounces anywhere in the vicinity to 100 to 150 yards. The fish do cruise right along the shoreline, but it sure helps to be able to reach a pot of salmon that's swimming by, a pot of silvers that's swimming by, or to set the hook on a big king as he takes your bait, sometimes upwards of 70 feet below the surface.
And we're talking about hooking big spoons, Point Wilson darts, buzz bombs. What kind of stuff are you hooking out there for these fish, Big Dave?
Well, I'm using all kinds of different lures. I tell you, some of the things that I really like that are available in stores around here are P-line laser minnows, crippled herring, buzz bombs, and especially buzz bombs if you take them and paint them up blacker than the heart of a wicked witch. You want them just black as they can be. Black works very good in Puget Sound. And along with the kind of lures, it's more important the way that I fish them. What I've discovered is that a salmon takes a look at one lonely herring in the sea as a meager opportunity at a meal. It doesn't really interest him much because he thinks, if I chase that one herring, there's a good chance I'm going to waste a whole bunch of energy and never catch him. So what I do is I stack my odds, and I stack my odds by stacking multiple attractors on my line ahead of my lure. Everybody starts with a main line, and what I do with my main line is I slip either a colored plastic tube or a mini hoochie on my main line, and then I tie on a number 5 crane swivel. I run another foot of leader material, usually 30 to 40 pound test, and another mini hoochie, and then I do that 2 or 3 more times before I end it in my Point Wilson dart or my buzz bomb or what have you. Now what I have is a whole train of herring swimming through the sea.
You got your own little bait ball down there.
That really attracts them. He thinks I can catch one of those for sure, and it ups my odds and increases my catch ratio tremendously.
We're talking with Dave Sorrentino of Doug's Boats and Outdoor. And if you're a boat show refugee, okay, if you brought your wife to the boat show and she looked in a boat and didn't like it, go to Doug's Boat and Outdoor. They got the complete holiday rambler assortment of RVs. Because this is something you can grab one of these RVs, you grab your surf rod, and you head out to the beach and you do one of these techniques that Dave Sorrentino from Doug's Boats and Outdoor is talking to us about. Now, Dave, so what do you look for in a beach? Are you looking for drop-offs? Are you looking for points? I mean, you're talking about launching this stuff the better part of 100 yards out in the water column. Obviously, this calls for specialized tackle, but you have to be looking for something in regards to a beach and a stage of the tide, too, don't you?
One of the nicest things about fishing the beaches is that it's a constantly changing body of water in front of you. You show up at a beach at 6 o'clock in the morning. By 7 o'clock in the morning, you're looking at a totally different body of water in front of you. All of a sudden, a rip line has formed, and a bunch of sticks and a bunch of weeds are collecting right off of a point, and there's a big slow eddy forming to your left, and you begin to visualize where would bait get stuck in this mass of water in front of me, and where would salmon have the best opportunity to ambush them. Start looking at the water like that, and all of a sudden you'll start to be able to visualize what's going on under that surface and spend a lot more time casting to where there's more likely to fish to be.
Any specific beaches you can point us to, Big Dave?
You know, there are beaches all around Puget Sound. Some of the closest in the Seattle area are Golden Gardens. Heading north from there, you have several on your way up to Edmonds. You have several beaches up in Edmonds, and of course the Whidbey Island beaches. Deception Pass is one of my favorite. I love to fish Deception Pass, and I don't only fish for salmon in Deception Pass. I fish for bottom fish also.
Sure, lingcod and a whole bit.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Dave, do you have some of this gear on display at Doug's Boats and Outdoor in Woodinville?
We do. And it's a growing selection because, as you know, this is not yet a real popular fishery in the area. And so no one store seems to be able to carry a full entourage of all the equipment that's necessary. But we are working with feather sticks. We are bringing in a line of custom rods. We're also bringing in some production rods from Tika that I worked with Tika to pick out rods that were specifically designed for this purpose. Also, we have the best selection of surf reels. We have excellent surf reels that are designed to cast the distance. We also have the lines. There's some particular lines that I really like that do much better, and a good assortment of lures for this.
Well, I'm fascinated by this. I think it's a kick in it's a real kick in the pants for me to realize that, you know, there are really productive salmon fishing opportunities from the beach. You don't need a boat, just one of these rods, and Dave can get you set up. I tell you what, Dave, I'm going to be swinging by Doug's Boats and Outdoor and getting some pictures and stuff, and we'd like to get some of this content on
our forums. We need you to sign up for our forums there, Dave, and highlight some of the stuff on there. I mean, this is great for catching cutthroat.
Sure.
That west side of Whidbey, too. There can be some Dolly Varden cruising those beaches, some huge Dolly Varden out there.
People have been fishing steelhead for years.
Dollies are great, and they're always hungry.
Sure. And steelhead you mentioned steelhead, Bush Point, Lagoon Point. There's actually, this time of year, there can be some big wild steelhead cruising those beaches. So a lot of stuff to do from the beach, really. And it's surprising out here on this side, you know, point's good.
Yeah.
There's some other, Southworth. We used to catch salmon, silvers, and kings right off the beach at Southworth Point there, right by the ferry.
Why can't you go to
Alki
Point?
Hop on the ferry and head on over to Port Townsend, and then you have some great opportunities over there, too.